The world's top five emerging economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, known as BRICS, are holding the annual summit virtually for the third time this year due to the pandemic. Now, the meeting is taking place against a complex geopolitical backdrop, from the war in Ukraine and trade disputes between China and the US to a global economy trying to recover from the fallout of COVID-19. The Chinese president, who's hosting this year's summit, has criticized the West's handling of the Ukraine crisis and called for coordination to prevent disruptions to the global economic recovery. The big question is, what role does BRICS really play and how much of clout do they really have? Joining us on the line, Professor Emeritus of International Law and former director of the Institute for Foreign and Comparative Law at UNISA, Andre Thomashausen. Andre, very good morning to you. Welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Radio Islam and listeners.
How strong is BRICS? How much of clout do they really have?
Well, BRICS at the moment is the only counterbalance or counterweight to the economically strongest alliance, which is that of the European Union, together with America, Australia, New Zealand and Japan. It is the only thing that balances them, while they have committed probably in total by now $800 billion to rearmament and to countering China and to, as they say, destroying Russia. The BRICS try their best to reunite countries that are very similar because they are in the global south, except for Russia, which is in the north. But their indicators, their GDP per capita, and their policies place them in a group.
How does South Africa benefit from being part of BRICS?
Well, if we look at the resolutions of the last BRICS summit, they have introduced four priority items which are so relevant to South Africa. The first one is to build a new platform to bridge the vaccine divide and ensure that vaccines can continue to be produced in South Africa and in Africa, and that they have a market outside their own territories so that we don't arrive at the situation the next time we get a big pandemic or epidemic that we have no own capacity to produce vaccines. Secondly, they plan a new platform to ensure food security, to reduce the dependence, especially of Africa, from grain and maize produced elsewhere. Then thirdly, to manage new forms of business in the era of digital economy, business through digital platforms. Fourth, they want to tap in the new potential for technological transformation and upgrading. There will be a BRICS technology transfer center which will benefit especially Brazil and South Africa and India, because the technology leaders that already exist, of course, are China and Russia. Fifthly, they want to inject more impetus into economic recovery and growth after the COVID pandemics. And for that, they want to strengthen globalization. They want to counter the West's plan to deglobalize. And sixth, there will be a new initiative to win the fight against corruption, especially through high-tech new anti-corruption means. Use the new technologies to discover and discourage corruption. And finally, seventh, create what they call a new racetrack for the cultivating of senior talents. There will be a BRICS vocational skills academy. There will be BRICS solutions for awards, for occasional skills awards, women innovation contests, and talent chains to improve the ability of our countries to handle new technologies and to be, again, less dependent on services from Europe, America, and Japan. They also speak about improving global governance, fighting the new global divide, which is really threatening us in the South.
Now, we know that both China and Russia have strained relationships with the U.S., but where does that leave Brazil, India, and South Africa? How's their relationship with the U.S.?
Well, all our economies depend very much on the north, on the first world. South Africa's trade balance shows this. Our top trading partners are England, Germany, America, and Japan, and also the Netherlands. They're not China or Russia. Brazil depends, its economy depends to a very large degree on the American market. Even China depends on its exports to the very powerful, buying powerful American market. Only Russia is the one member in the BRICS that has virtually no foreign debt, a very, very low debt-to-GDP ratio of 17% as opposed to 70% in the average of the other BRICS countries. But of course, by cooperating, by trying to develop the trading preferences and, most importantly, the payment mechanisms, payments and finance mechanisms within the BRICS, we will hopefully be able to give more progress, to give more future to the BRICS countries. We are at the lower income.
There's been talk of Argentina joining BRICS. Where does that stand at the moment? And are there any other countries that could potentially be joining them in the near future? Professor Andre? We seem to have lost the professor there. We'll try and get him quickly back on the line if that's possible. We were talking to him about the role of BRICS and the power of BRICS as they're having their annual summit virtually. And that is as a result of, I don't know, they say pandemic, but now the world is pretty much open. Why are they still having it virtually? Is it because Vladimir Putin is not so confident flying these days? I don't know. Okay, Prof, we lost you there, but I wanted to ask you that there has been talk that Argentina may be joining BRICS. Are there any other countries that could also be joining in the near future? What's the latest with the Argentina story?
Well, Argentina and Iran have applied. Argentina has a GDP per capita in years similar to that of Russia, around $13,000. Iran is more in the bandwidth of India. India is about $3,000 per head and year, and Iran is a little bit below that. South Africa and China are in the $7,000. So they would fit. They would fit with their profiles. And I think there will just be a little bit of a concern that by admitting Iran, the BRICS would incur more hostility and more anger from the global north.
Are there any other African countries that could potentially join the BRICS?
Senegal is seriously considering it, and there might also be talks with Nigeria and with Egypt. China very much wants to enlarge the BRICS group because, of course, if you have a bigger base, then you have more critical mass.
All right, Prof, thank you so much for your time, as always.
Thank you.
That was Professor Andre Thomashausen talking to us about the influence that BRICS wields on the international stage.